Joel Benge is sideways on a long table with one pant leg rolled up. Stenciled on his leg are three letters, O-W-N, or own. Tattoo artist Brett Burnham inspects the stenciled word, pulls on a pair of latex gloves, and dabs the tip of a tattoo gun into a little jar of black ink.
Ready to go?
As ready as it'll ever be.
The word own is from Shelly Jackson's story and tattoo project, fittingly called Skin. Bench heard about it through a body modification website on the internet. He liked the idea, sent Jackson an email, and received a letter back.
She goes, here's your word, go get it done. Once you have it done, take a photograph of it and date and sign it, and then a photograph of you where the tattoo does not show. And once you do that, she'll send out the manuscript and you can actually read it.
That's right. Benj can't read the story until after he sends in a picture of his tattoo, and then he's sworn to secrecy. The project has a few other rules. The tattoo must be in a classic book font and be solid black, but it can be placed anywhere.
I kind of liked it. I was thinking put it on the back of my skull, you know, my thoughts are my own, but that wouldn't have gone over very well. And so then I thought, well, I'll put it on my foot or my ankle, kind of like my path is my own. You know, I can hide it. Nobody needs to see it. Mom and Dad don't need to, you know, have it up in their face. But, I mean, it just basically looks like the word jumped out of the book and stuck on my ankle, I guess, is what it's going to look like.
My name is Shelly Jackson, and I'm the author of the project Skin. I wanted to write a story that was a living text, a living work of art. And somehow, to make that possible, it seemed to me that it also had to be able to die.
Jackson says the story relates to her other work, fantastic novels that deal with bodies and how they relate to society. So far, she's assigned more than 900 people with words. Of those 900, at least 500 have gotten word tattoos. It's attracted people from all over the world, and not just those with tattoo fetishes.
Somebody posted a little item about it on a librarian listserv, and then all these librarians wrote to me saying, yes, I want to be part of a living book, essentially.
A few librarians are now a part of her book, and their inclusion fits with her view of the project. Jackson compares her work to that of early scribes who wrote books by hand on animal skins. Back at the tattoo shop, tattoo artist Brett Burnham wipes away a mixture of blood and ink and surveys his work. The own tattoo took less than an hour.
All right, you can hop up, take a look at it.
I like it. It's good.
Cool.
Burnham says he's seen groups of friends get matching or synchronized tattoos, but nothing on this scale.
I've never seen anything where it's a bunch of people that may never meet each other, you know, never interacted, and it's a big enough number that I can't imagine you'll run into everybody that's had a part in this. Basically, what you want to do is leave the bandage on for about 3 hours, and when you take it off, wash the tattoo real gently with some antibacterial soap, like liquid.
While Burnham bandages the shiny new ink, Benj wonders if someday old words might meet up, perhaps at a word convention.
Some people mentioned doing like a word con or something like that. I think there are enough people that take it serious enough that we'd like to get together.
Jackson says she's still taking applications for words, although newcomers may have to wait behind the 4,000 other people whose emails she has yet to sift through. Those selected will be lucky enough to be able to see the full text. She also plans to show her words gratitude by staying in touch and maybe someday attending their funerals as the story slowly disappears. For NPR News, I'm Ben Gilbert in Washington.